service and just bow our hearts before the Lord in prayer and wait on the Spirit for the moment. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you for your presence here. Thank you for the anointing that has been manifest through worship and, Father, our brother and his thoughts from your Spirit on tithing and grace-giving, being led by your Spirit. And now we want to continue, Father, to just draw near to you so you can draw nearer to us. Father, with the authority that you've given me, I pray and ask that you would hedge us in. Ask for your protection on us, Lord God, as we look to you now in your word and lend our ears, Father, to you to so you can teach us, Holy Spirit. John 14:21, it's your ministry, an aspect of your ministry to teach us all things that are of God, teach us all things, and to bring to remembrance of things and bring forth that which you've taught us that are of God, you've deposited in our souls. And Father, we want to be fed. We're hungry. We're thirsty. We want to drink from the living waters of refreshing that are flowing forth from you who are our fountain, the living waters of life. Father, we may be filled overflowing for others, Lord Jesus, not just for ourselves, but for others, that you may be glorified, that you may be exalted, Father, that your love would be manifest and men would be saved, women, families, loved ones, those that we're concerned for, Father, people we meet on the streets. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy, I will bless his name again. He is here. Listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch him. You will never be the same. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I'm going to continue in the Spirit. And what I trust is from the Holy Spirit. On the emphasis of the ministry he's called me to in respect to the revelation that brings faith for healing. In a series entitled, based on Psalm 107, verse 20, they cried out to the Lord in their distresses, in their diseases, in their calamities, in their needs, in their business, and he sent his word to heal them. Praise God, hallelujah. I want you to think with me tonight. I'm going to touch on something that perhaps you've never been exposed to, but yet we are familiar with the passage and the general application of it. It's found in Romans chapter 10. And it's dealing with the words of the writer as is inspired by the Spirit with our response to the gospel, the good news. And what is brought out is the process of the activity of faith for salvation. And the writer is writing there, and he says, and again, in generality, yet specifically, and under the inspiration of the Spirit, it says that if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and confess with your mouth him as Lord and Savior, you shall be saved. And it goes on to say that all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And then as it continues on, it talks about how those that go need to be sent. Because how can they hear without a preacher? And how can a preacher go, I'll paraphrase a little bit, unless he is sent? And it continues on in the same chapter. And it culminates, if you will, with a verse that we often quote and refer to and rely upon and adhere to. That faith comes by hearing, and hearing how? By the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing how? By the word of God. And Jesus taught us that with the faith of a mustard seed, we can move mountains. And the mountains that come into our lives, we can speak to those mountains in Mark 11:23. And if we believe in our heart and don't doubt, we can speak to those mountains with just a mustard seed of faith, right precious faith. And those mountains will be uprooted and cast into the sea. Those mountains will be leveled. How? Through faith. There's a whole full commentary chapter, full mention on faith in Romans chapter or Hebrews chapter 11. And you have the Hall of Witnesses and the great reference to many renowned believers in the Scriptures and how the amazing things that they received by faith. And yet some, it says, received not the promise that they were believing for because God had a better thing planned for them. But it was faith that pleased God. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing how? By the receiving the word and hearing the word of God. I've gone into this series, and I'll bring it forth again tonight, Proverbs chapter 4, 16 through 20. And how if we seek the Lord with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, we will find life. For the word of God, it says, is life to those that find it, and health to all their flesh. And it's the word of God. Peter wrote that we become partakers of the divine nature of God. We become partakers of the divine nature of God through the knowledge of the word of God. As we are taught it by the Spirit, embrace it, believe it, and appropriate it in our walks. And again, faith comes by hearing, hearing how? By the word of God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. Romans or Hebrews 11, 6. But he that comes to him must believe that he is, and that he is, in fact, the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. We hear the gospel. And the gospel, as we're sharing on the streets and sharing one-on-one, the good news that we bring, in its original definition, I always put it this way. It's good news that carries a reward to the person that receives it. And you know what? God's word is full of good news. There are promise after promise, counsel after counsel that represent divine precepts and principles that if we will adhere to them and believe them in our hearts, we will receive the benefit thereof. The benefit of the production of the fruit of the Holy Spirit that is faith that can move a mountain. Faith that enables us to endure the trials that we are subject to. Faith that saves us, and faith that heals us. Faith that delivers us. Faith that overcomes the obstacles that the enemy throws against us. The shield of faith in Ephesians chapter 6 that quenches the fiery darts of the wicked one as the enemy launches his darts against us, seeking to take us out. How do we absorb them? How do we deal with them? The shield of faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing how? By the word of God. Hebrews 11:1 says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of that which is not seen. And the substance is released through our receiving, believing, and releasing the faith that's being produced by the ministry and the action and the activity of the Holy Spirit working in us and through us. Now, I refer to Romans 10 because, again, in general application, reception, we know that predominantly, or the main time, first time it's introduced to us generally as non-believers, is in the context of the gospel. And it says that with the heart, as one hears the word, it says, with the heart one believes and is justified. And then with the mouth, profession is made unto salvation. We know that well. But I want you to consider, if you never have heard it or considered it before tonight, consider it in this realm. Consider it in relationship to the promises of God. Consider it in relationship to the counsel of God and the counsel that he gives us. Consider it tonight for healing. I've been studying, meditating, and just searching the scriptures on this subject. It's just a vast subject. Literally, years have gone into this. But most recently, with the emphasis of the Spirit, what I believe the Spirit is doing and moving in our midst and producing faith. And I'm gonna say something that has been fresh to me recently. We access the grace of God by faith. We are saved by grace through faith in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10. And it is not of works, lest any man should boast. But again, we most oftenly confine ourselves and restrict ourselves and limit ourselves to the gospel. But the word salvation, and included in the context of atonement when you study it, includes much, much more than just salvation in this definition. So when we think of salvation, we write it often, and more often than not, I think, naturally and normally, even in the Spirit, think in terms of being saved from hell, going to heaven through the finished work of Jesus on the cross. But that word salvation, the word sozo in the Greek, that word salvation, sozo, contains so much more than just the redemptive aspect of our eternal destiny of our soul. It also includes the healing and the power and the release of the provision of Calvary. And I've got this established in my heart. And I want you to, because you have to allow the Holy Spirit to let him lock his truths in your heart. And so it becomes belief and it's fixed. And then you begin to operate under the inspiration and the application, the leading and the control of the Holy Spirit. It's called theatric action. I've mentioned it many times in the past. If you haven't been here, I'll go into it another time. But sozo. I got two words in my prayer that are now revolutionary and giving me a new paradigm in the approach to in prayer, and it's sozo shalom. Sozo shalom. Sozo translated salvation, shalom translated peace, Old Testament and New. Okay, and both of those words in the Hebrew and the Greek are connected in the context and study in atonement, and they are connected to the finished work of Jesus Christ at Calvary. And it goes back to what Isaiah commented on in Isaiah 53. We've heard this quoted and referenced by Isaiah 53:11, 1 Peter 2:27, by his stripes we were healed. And back there in Isaiah 53, Isaiah wrote that the chastisement of our peace was upon him in his passion. And the word peace there, when you study it in the Hebrew, is connected and it's tied into the peace that's released in the New Testament commentary by Jesus himself. And it's dealing with our not only just our saving grace, but it's dealing with the grace of God that heals us, the grace of God that provides for us, the grace of God that sets us free. The grace of God in which we now stand in Romans chapter 5, and we have access in Romans chapter 5 to that grace. How? By, you should be able to answer this, faith. Okay. And here's another one. In Galatians 5:7, faith worketh by love. And it's not our faith, when you really study it, that God is trying to get us to embrace. It's not an issue of our faith. It's the faith that Jesus had. It's the faith of God working through Jesus and in turn working and being manifest through us and who we are in Christ. 1 John 4:17 says, as he is in the world, so are we now. And in 2 Corinthians 4:4, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of ourselves. Okay, I'm going to repeat that. And I want you to think about it. But don't stay there. That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of ourselves. Jesus Christ working in us, through us, by the Holy Spirit, releasing the power that's been implanted and given to us as children of God in our inheritance, and we have the authority and the ability by faith to access it. We access it just like in the terms of salvation for salvation. We get salvation in the terms of the healing power of God. And when Jesus went to the cross, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Bruise deals with inward bruising of the body, speaking of the effect of the fall that produced the deceitful heart of the fallen nature of Adam. And Jesus was bruised for that in his passion. And then he was wounded for our transgressions, speaking of our outward actions when we choose to sin, whether it willfully or unintentionally in the past or in the future. He was bruised for our transactions. And then he took the stripes in his passion, and he literally, his back was ripped to the point there was only one, in the original language, I've heard it taught recently, that we say stripes, but it's stripe. He was so marred that it was evident that there was nothing left. And by his stripes we were healed. And what it's talking about, Isaiah says prophetically, future, looking at Calvary, he says, Jesus, the Messiah, would heal us through his stripes, through his wound, through his passion. And then Peter, looking back, says that we were healed at Calvary. Then this is what I want you to grasp tonight by the Holy Spirit. It is a part of the finished work of Jesus. And the peace of our chastisement was upon him. And the word peace is the word shalom. And this is the shalom that was taken into John 14 when Jesus says, my peace I leave with you, not as others leave, so leave I. The peace of God, the shalom. And it's defined along with salvation, and it includes, they go together, wholeness, health, healing, prosperity, all the promises of God, extension of life, renewal of life, eternal life, everlasting life in John 3:16. Are you with me? Do you understand? Okay. God has done so much more than we understand he has done for us. And he wants us to learn and grow in faith and trust and understand that he has given us the provision through the knowledge of the word to access and become partakers of his divine nature and access the grace of God that provides for us, that saves us, heals us, sets us free, breaks those that are in bondage, sets the captives free. It is the power of God in Acts 1:8. It is the power of God that heals us. The dunamos, virtue, love that healed the woman with the issue of blood when she reached out and touched Jesus as he was going to raise Jairus' daughter. The power of God. God wants us to learn that we have deposited within us as a gift from him, as joint heirs in Ephesians 1, as joint heirs and children in our inheritance, we have the very same power that raised Jesus from the dead within us. And so when we pray, not only are we asking God to heal these people that we mentioned tonight, not only are we interceding for them, but we also have been given the authority to speak with authority and to release this power and to release the social shalom into their bodies, the social shalom into the situation and needs and finance, the social shalom that in Romans 1:18, Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of salvation to everyone that believes. Power to take a drug addict and completely release him and set him free from the bondage of it, and not only release him from the clutching hands of the enemy and his methodia against them, but to heal them and regenerate them and give them new everlasting life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay. If you're not getting excited, I don't know. Okay. And this is what the Holy Spirit, this is what I'm telling you, that God the Spirit is engrafting this in my heart. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to put it out there as a term because it would take me an hour to elaborate on and what I've seen. But grace is voice, and faith are voice activated. Follow me. With the heart, one believes unto salvation. We hear the gospel. Faith is produced in our hearts, and it gets established. And once we begin to believe, and with our free will and intellect begin to respond to it, it gets established. And then we're believing it. The transformation takes place by the power of the Spirit, and faith is released. But we access the grace that backs up the faith with our mouths. And salvation, as we confess with our mouths, we are saved. Do you follow the pattern? Okay? So, you mentioned finances, okay? For instance, 2 Corinthians 9:8 on grace giving. God is able to make all grace abound towards me, that I may have all sufficiency in all things to the abundance of the work that I'm called to. How? By the grace of God. And you know what? Grace, charis, unconditional, unmerited, unearned favor and love of God, the essence of his nature. And we access the grace by faith. Again, back to Romans chapter 5. By faith, we access the grace in which we now stand. You and I, we stand in grace. We live by grace. We're empowered by grace. And it's the grace of God that sets us free. It's the grace of God that brings in and manifests the provision. The Word of God is the grace of God. Jesus is the grace of God. Excuse me. Okay? My prayer is that the body begins to grasp this. I believe the Holy Spirit, again, I've repeated it in the past, and self-abandonment is bringing us into a new realm of understanding, a new realm of experience, for God to manifest what he wants to manifest in terms of provision, healing. We're already seeing it, okay? It's happening in little things and some big things here and there. People are sitting in your seats right here tonight that have been recently healed as a result of the body's prayer and also the body acting, imparting through the laying on of hands in prayer and faith, the power of God to release and heal. I had a sister come to me 3 weeks ago who had a chronic condition in her back with extenuating serious pain, and she also had a recent operation, and she was experiencing ongoing heat flashes to the point that it was debilitating her in her sleep and in her experience. She came forth for prayer with her husband. I began to pray for her up here on a Sunday after service, and she became overwhelmed and started to sweat profusely. And I talked to her last week, and for the last 3 weeks, since that moment, she's had not one element of that experience healed. Okay, we've got a sister here tonight who we prayed for recently, who had a condition, and she's testifying she hasn't had to deal with it in weeks. I got a whole list of individuals who are being touched and being healed, and I'm believing God for the big ones, okay? We've got a sister in the back today that we prayed for today that she would be here tonight. I believe God can touch her and heal her. Now, understand that there is this balance. And I got to be careful with it because I don't want us to, think, is that a flag for time? No. Okay. All right. Well, somebody, I'm trying to be careful and sensitive to time. But we got a sister here who needs a healing. And she's been called to undeserved suffering in her life. And just like Johnny Erickson Tata, there's the example. I won't go into it. Okay. Desires, wants to be healed, but God has something else planned in store for her. But that is not the rule of thumb, okay? And even for a Johnny Erickson Tata, God can touch and release and deliver and heal and raise them up. And I want you to ask God to help you to let this be established in your souls as a church and those that receive this ministry through the inspiration of the covering of the pulpit. Do not take for granted a common cold. Do not take for granted an injury that seems to be by accident. Do not take for granted diseases and chalk it up to the sovereignty and the will of God. The predominant will of God is for us to be healed, and he doesn't want us to be passive. He wants us to resist the devil, fight the devil, stand and exercise our authority and release the power and rebuke the devil and the demons. God through us, remember, as he is in the world, so are we. We are now the ambassadors of Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is within us through the Holy Spirit, and we are his body walking the earth. So when you go to a relative that's in the hospital, you go and you pray with a sister or brother that's in need. God wants to work through you. You pray to him and ask him to define. I've been teaching this in the Wednesday study. We go to God and we ask and inquire and ask God, what are you willing, and pray and ask for the needs that are presented to us. And God answers those prayers. But when once we understand that it's the will of God for someone to be healed, the will of God for someone to be delivered, then it's our responsibility to learn and act in the authority of who we are as a believer, and we release that healing by faith, accessing the grace of God to empower us. The power's already been given to release that power of healing, the sozo shalom that was purchased at Calvary. I can see in a spirit world that my eyes are healed. They were healed by his stripes back 2,000 years ago. It is a finished work. It is a done deal. And it's just a matter of time when God manifests the activity of the provision of deliverance and restoration. I believe that with all my heart. I'm absolutely convicted and convinced of it. In the same way, we have people in this ministry that are suffering and in wheelchairs and different things that are going on. Don't think that that's the way they're going to be the rest of their life. But until God tells us no, we keep praying till the answer comes. Until God tells us no, we stand as believer priests and we command these things to come out and we release the power of God for the manifestation of healings. Even to the point where people can be raised from the dead. All right? Now, I've experienced this in a small extent. My dad has been raised from the dead 3 times now. I was there each time. I chalked it up to just coincidence and activities of what's, you know, the things that the medical field can do and the paramedics and all that. But no, he was gone. In fact, in one situation, and he wasn't out for hours. He's just out for minutes. But, you know, the time may come. I hope I have the faith and the understanding for it. At the time, when the Holy Spirit moves, if somebody's dead for an hour, it can raise them back up again. You believe that? Okay? Listen, if you don't believe it, listen, this is what the Word says. I'm not yelling at you, okay? I just put it out there so the atmosphere can hear it. I've been going through hell lately, my personal walk. My prayer coming in here tonight was God used me to crush the enemy's head because he's been bruising my heels. And I hope you receive it as such and take it home and walk in it and spread it to others. Okay? But Jesus said in John 14:12, he says, the things that I have done, he's speaking to his disciples, but it goes to us. The things that you've seen me do, yea, you will do also. And yea, because I go to the Father and the Holy Spirit, the Comforter comes, the Empowerer, the Paraclete. You and I will do greater things than we read in the New Testament than Jesus did, if we'll believe it and receive it and act upon it. So we can go to somebody lying in a hospital bed. We can speak to somebody. I mean, even speaking to myself. Diabetes. Diabetes, you have absolutely no spiritual, legal right to be affecting me and my body and producing the results that you are. You were crucified at Calvary through the atonement, and I am healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. And God has been challenging me in this for years. I know it sounds somewhat crazy. It is crazy to the natural mind. It's crazy to some in the spiritual mind, okay? But unless God says, like Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, you keep pressing in, just like the woman that went to Jesus with the issue of blood, and you press in and you touch Jesus and you receive the virtue, love of God, the power of God that raised Christ from the dead and will heal you, deliver for you, provide for you. I've learned this and I'm applying it. We learned James chapter 1 says, count it all joy when you're surrounded by multiple opponents. Okay? Put this into practice in your thinking. God allows us and leads us into affliction and problems with the purpose of us prevailing and revealing him through it and coming out the victor, the winner in the end. Why? Because it's a finished work. He's already done it. He's at rest, and he wants us to enter into rest as well. If you're here tonight and you want me to pray for you, or anybody else wants to come up in the next few minutes, we'll pray for each other. If you've got a need or want to stand in the gap for other, I want to do it now. Okay? Matt, if you want to come up and just sing a song while we're praying. If we have time for this, how are we doing on time? Does it matter? Okay? And our sister over here, I'm going to pray for you. You asked for prayer earlier on for your confirmation of understanding of eternal security. You are saved once and for all forever. Jesus did the work. And if you look at Ephesians chapter 1 and study it, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit. Sealed by the Holy Spirit. You know, vacuum packed and sealed forever. You're his. And his salvation is a work of eternal salvation. Well, Larry, you're awful excited. Yes, I am. I'm not ashamed of it. Okay? Praise God. Hallelujah. I want Matt to play a song because I've learned that if the enemy is trying to interfere in any way, praise makes the enemy flee. And God is here. I sang that song in my own spirit, and thank God he gives you the grace to put up with it, okay? All right? But here we go. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy, I will bless his name again. He is here. Listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch him. You will never be the same. Father, we bow in your presence. And we thank you for your presence. I was taught by Pastor Stevens years ago, as we approach the presence of the pulpit ministry and the body, to don't become occupied with the message, but become occupied with the presence of God. And God is here. God is in each and every one of us. And he loves us. And he wants us to... Jesus said, I have called you to life and life more abundantly. And he wants to have you, and it's not an issue of us doing it. He's done it already. It's the grace of God. All we need to do like salvation is enter into his rest and receive it. So, Father, I pray. I believe this message is on tape. Perhaps there's someone here tonight would like to be prayed with, prayed over. If you want to be prayed for by the body and with me, would you come forward? I don't care what the issue is. We'll pray for it. And we'll ask God to touch and to heal. And perhaps if you want to stand in proxy for somebody else and pray for them. You know, we have a sister in a hospital, Barbara DeLafayette. She's a testimony of the living grace of God. And right now, who knows what the next step is, but God, you can touch her and heal her and give her a new lung without the medical field. Or you could use the medical field. She wants to live. Father, we stand in a gap for her. Amen. And we pray a manifestation of miraculous healing in her lungs. give her hope and faith and strength to look to you and to believe and trust you. And we ask, do a miracle there, God. You've already done miracles in her life, but we ask you to continue it. Father, I pray for our sister Joanne, who's in the back here tonight. We prayed for her. She doesn't know this, but we prayed for her at the Bible study today. She's here. It's an answer to prayer. And she's been wheelchair paralyzed for years, God. And what I believe to be, I'm not touching it, God. I'm not challenging it. But perhaps tonight, Father, by your grace, you touch her and heal her and just enable her to get up and be set free and walk, Father, and do all that's in her heart and desire to do. Corporately, we stand and pray for that, God. Father, it's up to you. And I pray that you'd give her the faith for it, Father, if she needs help in the faith, God. And we're not judging in any way. We love our sister. And if not anything else, God, just touch her and help her to know that you love her. And, Father, we're asking in faith that you would touch and heal and raise her up. Father, in the same mannerism, we've been praying for years for Bill Fitch. Father, he's a testimony, a sacred testimony of your grace. And he's endured such pain and suffering. And it's not for us to judge or touch it, but, God, we're praying. We continue to pray. And I ask you right now that you'd reach out wherever he is, God, and just touch him and raise him up. Father, we pray for Paul Moore, God. We ask that you touch his spine. Father, that you'd reverse the effect of the stroke in his back. Father, in the strength of the faith of Jesus Christ, we pray and we release the power to heal his spine, God. We release the sozo shalom into him. Father, just like my wife had a heart attack, and I prayed and I stood over her and I released the sozo shalom and she recovered. And I believe that it was by your grace. In the same way, Father, as you're sitting here tonight listening on tape and you're thinking of someone that needs a touch, we think of Duncan. Duncan and his needs and his family, we release your power into them, God. Bring them here so we can lay hands onto them and anoint them with oil and see him delivered from diabetes and completely healed. Right now, Father, I speak to the depression that he's experiencing. I bind it. I rebuke it. It has no place in his life. And, Father, give him faith to receive it. Even though he's not here, let him know that you are reaching out through the Spirit to touch him and deliver him. In Jesus' name. Father, I pray for Donna. And there's another woman here in the ministry that just recently learned that she has stage 0 cancer in the breast. And I pray, Father, for Donna and the cancer that she's been diagnosed with in the groin area, God. We bind it. We rebuke it. And in the authority in the name of Jesus, we command it to leave and we release the empowering dunamos, virtue, love into these women to heal them and raise them up. Amen. It's gone in Jesus' name. And I look forward to the testimonies of the confirmation through the medical field that they've been healed. Father, there's several people that are here that have severest back problems. I slipped the disc last week throwing hay, and I immediately prayed. I was down on my back in pain, and I prayed in the name of Jesus that by his stripes I was healed, and within 2 hours I was up and walking again. Okay? God is teaching me this, and the Spirit is moving to teach us this so we can embrace it and release it. Father, Frank Paller, Jack Major, my father, myself, sister in Christ, she's got back problems. Her son's Hyatt. What's her name?
Carmen
has testified to me Sunday morning that she has canceled a surgery review council because she's been touched by God and healed in the back. And, Father, we ask that for Frank Paller, he's not here, but he's a brother in Christ and his wife, and we stand and we release the power of God to heal Frank completely and restore him in Jesus' precious name. To heal karma completely and restore in Jesus' name. To heal Jack Major, my father, anyone else, again for Paul Moore, back problems, Father, and the attack of the enemy on their lives. Give them the faith, the strength, the grace to operate in grace and receive the healing to walk. And we stand in a gap, and by faith, with the power that you've given us, release, using our authority, that power for their healing in Jesus' name. I am excited. If there's something in your heart and your mind that you want prayed for, just stand tonight. And by the Spirit knows what's going on in your heart. And again, if you'd like me to pray for you, come on up right now. Stand up and step forward. And I'll pray for you before we get done. Brother, what's your needs?
Phil? Pray for me for assurance salvation. Also for Emma for her salvation.
Okay.
Also for depression because I get depressed now and then too.
Okay. So Phil has asked for dealing with depression and for our sister and him both, again, the assurance of salvation. The assurance of salvation, my brother, will come not only through our prayers, but through you growing in the knowledge of the Word of God. The Word of God, by the Holy Spirit, will reveal to you and establish in your heart what Jesus has done is done forever, eternally. You are His, and no entity, no demon, no fallen angel, nothing can remove you or Emma or any other one else here listening to this from the hands of Jesus, because it's all about Jesus. Your salvation is eternally secure. And for the depression that you're dealing with, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray and I release your power, Abba Father,
yes,
into this, my brother Phil. Phil, right?
Yes,
and I take authority over the forces, whether they be physical elements or demonic or both, and I take authority over them. I bind them. I rebuke them. I command them to leave in the name of Jesus, and I release healing into my brother.
Yes.
I release healing and soundness of mind with no further activity. I pray, I plead the blood, and I exalt the blood over him and his soul, his mind, his body, and spirit. And the enemies have no right to bring depression into your spirit and soul. And so we bind it and rebuke it and command it to leave and release the healing powers of Christ in Jesus' precious name. And Father, we thank you for it. We thank you for it. Praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else? Father, in Jesus' name I pray. You know the unspoken requests of the hearts. I pray that you would help us with any unbelief. We don't want to limit you, God. And I pray that you would continue to move by the power of your Spirit to manifest what you desire to impart and release to this body and to those that will come as a result of hearing. Father, we stand in your gap. We yield ourselves to you. It is your Spirit that controls us. It is your Spirit that is doing this work. Your Holy Spirit. And we thank you. We thank you, God. We praise you. We thank you because it is a finished work. And by his stripes, we are healed. And we pray it. We seal these prayers in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Okay. That's it.